T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Rivers is our ABC News international correspondent, and he has been busy, I mean, gosh, for months as we talk about Brexit. But now we've got a legal issue, it sounds like, for the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. What did the Scottish court say yesterday, Tom?
Yeah, it kind of comes down to a judgment call in sports parlance, if you want to look at it that way, John. What was the motivation for the Prime Minister to, quote-unquote, suspend Parliament for 5 weeks? And most everybody would say it's to avoid the scrutiny of parliamentarians on his progress day by day on Brexit. He said it was to clear the decks to develop a new domestic agenda for the state opening of Parliament, which will be the 14th of October. Mm-hmm. And these three judges said, no, bogus, you're hiding from any kind of criticism, so no. You had the wrong, if you will, reason to suspend Parliament. Parliament should not be suspended, therefore it should be reopened. But they're saying final call will have to go to the UK Supreme Court. That happens on Tuesday. So see what happens on Tuesday. John's going to fall one way or the other. He could win, or if he loses, already there's some calls from various quarters for him to resign. Those will become stronger because, in essence, the Supreme Court will say, you've lied to the Queen. That's a no-no. You don't do that. There's the door.
Well, nobody's stupid. I mean, everybody understands what's happening here. So maybe there are three reasons that he wants to dissolve Parliament. He wants to take a vacation is the third one. Why are they pretending like everybody doesn't get it? I'm sure Queen Elizabeth isn't an adult either. She knows what's up.
Yeah, but she was painted into a corner, and she had to, you know, she does not, you know, want to be looking as if she is getting her fingers into the political machine. Mm-hmm. So if she sided with Boris, in essence, she's signing up to the idea of, okay, clear the decks for a new agenda. If she rejected that, you would have 50% of the country saying, you know, what is she doing? She's getting her fingers into the politics of this country. Mm-hmm. So either way, it was a no-win situation for her. And many people were saying, as this story developed last week, is like, you're kind of putting her in a very, very awkward position. And that's certainly proving to be the case.
Hmm. Well, it seems, I mean, the whole thing seems disingenuous. I mean, sometimes you say, this is what I'm doing, mm-hmm. and everybody knows mm-hmm. what you're really up to, but it doesn't make it necessarily a lie. That's odd. Well, listen, let's get past the court situation. Is mm-hmm. there any progress on coming up with a deal here, or does Boris really have to get rid of all the parliamentarians to try to be the one man in the show to get something
done?
Well,
as you know now, by law, he has to, if he doesn't get a deal by the end of October, he has to go at this summit in Brussels, the 17th and 18th of October, he's got to come and say, I want an extension for 3 months to, again, kick the ball down the field, saying we haven't been able to figure it out yet, but 3 more months will give us at least some time to do that. He doesn't want to do that. But again, he would be compelled under law to do that.
Under British
law. He
says
he can still, yes, and he would say, he says he would be, he still can get a deal. But I tell you, it's not like, okay, this is progress report number 79, and yes, they are no, people in Brussels are saying, we haven't seen a lick of paper on this. He was just, Boris was just in Ireland a couple days ago, mm-hmm. meeting with his Irish counterpart, and he's asked by a reporter, Leo Varadkar, said, no, I haven't seen one paragraph on the new deal. So either they don't have it, or they're holding it so close to their chest that nobody has seen this thing yet. It might be a deal that's produced at 11:59 on the 31st of October. One of those deals where, you know, it's going to happen at the last minute of the last hour. So it's still going to be exciting.
Right? Why would he? You know, he's under the gun, and there are a lot of people who want him gone. So why why turn over your documents early and all these people who hate you give them the opportunity to tear you up in advance? Maybe?
John, there are so many cross currents you hear too in Brussels. Some people are saying, yes, let's try to cut a deal. Others are saying, no, you've had your chance. You know, just crash out on the 31st. We're done playing games. So we're reaching that point where there's a divergence of thinking, and certainly in Brussels, and the French president, for one, saying that you've had 3.5 years, you haven't figured it out, you're not going to figure it out in three more months. Grab your toys and leave at the end of October.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's easier now. It seems like it's even more complicated than it was when poor Theresa May was in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, Tom Rivers, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk again next week. Tom Rivers live from London this morning. Thank you. We'll come back and check on our roads around Richmond. Decidedly easier to get around than London, I guarantee you. And we'll check on the weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.